I believe that Robbie is a very posh and arrogant twat, and I have always felt I think his hair desperately needs a haircut. He has stupid little sideburns, and his nose is abnormally narrow.
Thank you. Why are you speaking in a very quiet fashion?
I don't know. I don't even know why I'm speaking. You didn't give me a reason why to speak or not. Is this going on the radio?
Yes. No, it's not. Oh, it could do.
It could do.
No,
well,
it's
could
not
be
going
famous.
To. Do you want it to? Voice something interesting, you know.
The average rainfall in the Amazon rainforest is 475 millimetres every year.
Leo denies that. Do you want to explain your denial?
It's Aiden. He never gets anything right.
You never get anything right?
Well, Mr. Barker, would you care to tell me how much rain falls in the Amazon rainforest every single year?
0 millimetres.
I think Dan's got a valid opinion on this. Daniel, can you voice your opinion on the matter?
I'll get hit.
You'll get hit. The rainforest doesn't rain.
I back that. The rain in the rainforest falls mainly on the plane. Yes.
In an aeroplane?
Yes.
So it floods the people that are in an aeroplane, drowning to death.
Exactly. Like the rain in Spain falls mainly on the Spanish.
I automatically got it wrong with stuff like that.
Sorry, say that word again. Auto what?
Automatically got stuck.
You said automatically.
No, I said Robbie, right, can I get this straight? Robbie, pronunciation is not that important. Just because you speak like a posh upper-class twat doesn't mean that we all have to. You can miss out a couple of syllables every now and again. It makes life a lot easier. I will touch your hand with both hands and I'll squeeze it in your occipitory lobe. Was that right, Charles?
You made that up? Okay. I did have a valid point, but I've forgotten it now because I looked at your ugly face for too long.
It's a bit rich coming from you, frog cheeks.
I'm beautiful.
I'd say that was a face only your mother could love, but I'd say even that was pushing it at a stretch.
Okay. Yeah. Anything you'd like to conclude this with? Or even start a new discussion?
No, just the fact of your face just kind of concludes it all for me. I think Dan's awkward leaning backwards with sly grin, that's a visual image which I think we can all enjoy and I think can all take us on a very enjoyable day for the rest of the day.
We do have 2:30 that we can, you know, keep recording for.
No one will have carried on listening by this point.
They will.
Aiden added Justin Bieber to his inspirational people.
And the thing is, that's actually true. Aiden did add Justin Belen to his inspirational people on Facebook. He also likes him as well.
I'd like to point this out. Why Justin Bieber is an inspiration to me.
Call him Justin Belen, because he probably gets paid 25 quid every time you mention his name. So,
Justin Belen, then.
Hello.
And there's another kid who looks...
Keep speaking.
Do I have to keep speaking? Justin Belen is an inspiration to me.
No, he's not.
No, he is. It's a boy who has not hit puberty by 17, looks a bit like a Chinese doll, and is hated by every teenager around the world, has still managed to make millions of pounds. I'd just like to know the fact that maybe I could be famous one day, if only I made my voice more squeakier. And wait, is this still recording?
Yeah.
It is still recording. We are joined in the studio today by Mr. Kwabena Saki Pryor, the brain of St. Albans. Kwabena, how are you feeling today?
It's shit. Why the fuck are you recording?
Why the fuck are we recording? Well, we want to know what your
opinion.
I want to know what your opinion is on the Mao Zedong Communist Long March of 1937.
It was wonderful. I liked seeing a lot of chinks and Pakis, you know, dropping nukes on each other. It was wonderful.
Can we voice that on radio? Can we voice...
Did he say the P word?
Yeah,
This is going to get uploaded to audio.
What? It's getting uploaded to the internet as soon as I press
it. It's even more awkward as it was actually in China. So you weren't only racist, you were geographically incorrect. Yes.
This transmission will now end as Mwambu has stepped in the building.
And Mwambu has stepped in the building, or Gideon, or Gilead. Oh, fuck it, who gives a shit? He doesn't like to read anyway.
Bye.